The ILO notes that child labor is decreasing worldwide, but at a much slower rate than 4 years ago. The organization also warned that the global economic crisis could slow progress even more. It called for an increase in global efforts in order to reach the goals for ending the worst forms of child labor. Representatives at the conference last week talked about what actions need to be taken. Patrick Quinn is with the ILO's International Program on the Elimination of Child Labor. He says there is clear evidence of the kinds of policies and programming interventions that can be most effective in combating the problem.
We know, for example, that if governments tackle the barriers that stop poor families accessing education, if they tackle the fees which many poor families often have to pay for education, they can encourage children to attend school. So governments putting in place the right education policies. In many parts of the world, we've seen that if governments introduce social protection programs, measures, for example, which give family benefits to families with children, particularly poorer families, this can have an important impact in enabling people to keep their children in school and out of the workforce.
Mr. Quinn says efforts to combat the problem must also be increased at the community level. He said the ILO is working with local civic organizations to change opinions about child labor. The ILO report notes that several areas of the world are making important progress. They include Latin America, the Caribbean, and South Asia. The least progress has been made in Africa. Mr. Quinn says world leaders will discuss the issue later this year at a meeting on the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. He says there is a close link between these goals and combating child labor. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs are at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.